Taylor Featherston had the best game at the plate of any Iron Pig last night, reaching base 3 of 4 times, officially going 2 for 3 with an RBI and a home run. In doing so, he picked up his first RBIs with Lehigh Valley. Featherston might be new to the Phillies organization, but he's not at all new to professional baseball. Since being drafted by the Rockies in the 5th round of the 2011 draft, he's played for a total of 4 different major league organizations in 6 years, having been traded already twice. I asked Taylor how he found out this time around that he'd be heading east.
Leaving workouts, going to the cage, and phone rings from an unknown number. And usually in our business, when you ever get a phone call from an unknown number, you're going to pick it up because it's probably something important. And the Angels call you, hey, thanks for everything, but you've been traded, or however the situation worked. And then actually there was kind of a waiting period because they designated me, so waited around for 6-7 days, and then Phillies picked up the phone and called me, said, made a trade, happy to have you, and get things rolling, and here we are.
Now, the Phillies' new general manager, Matt Klentak, came over. He was the assistant GM with the Angels last year. Do you know if that had anything to do with it at all?
I mean, that's a question you have to ask him. I'm sure he got to see me personally more than a lot of people. And so, I want to say there's probably, I would hope so. But that's probably a good sign that he would go out and get me because he's seen what I can do. But all of that, as a player, you can't really get caught up in it because you still gotta come show up. And I'm just very grateful for the opportunity to be here, to be playing every day with this group of guys.
Does it give you any confidence at all, knowing that maybe there is somebody up top that saw something in you? Because you haven't been around professional baseball really all that long. You had one shot in the major leagues last year. You spent most of the season up there. So it's not as if you're this veteran guy that's protected, that's been around forever. So does that give you any confidence at all?
Oh, absolutely. Whenever someone goes out and makes a trade, and for me, that's saying that they want me and they believe in my ability. They're giving me an opportunity. And as a player, you don't really know how many of those you're going to get, and you got to really jump with it and roll with it. And so all I can do is you keep preparing yourself and working hard, and hopefully someone notices and you keep getting shots. And, that's all you can ask for.
Taylor Featherston joining us on the AT&T pregame show. You're off to a hot start this season. You've reached base safely in 10 of your last 13 at-bats. So what's working for you?
It's really keeping things simple, not overthinking it. You're gonna have the ups and downs, and really just trying to keep it in the middle, and not trying to do too much, and do what I can when that situation presents itself to, get the offense going or get on base or, whatever that at-bat details. And so, been fortunate the last couple of games, getting a rhythm and feel good, and hopefully keep it rolling.
You spent most of last year up in the big leagues with the Angels. You played in 101 games with them. What's got to work for you now? What's maybe got to change for you now to get yourself back up to the big leagues?
I would say last year helped me learn a lot from really good players, really good players. I get to see some Hall of Fame players go about
their like business. Who?
I mean, Albert, Mike, Houston Street, Eric Ibar, Cole Calhoun. I mean, these guys, Matt Joyce, David Fries, guys that have done World Series MVPs. I've seen how they go and handle their business day in and day out. Little things that you pick up on, little things you ask here and there. As a player in the minor leagues, you don't necessarily get that information until you get up there. And it's a tight-knit fraternity. So I learned a lot just from sitting and watching. And so I'm really excited to kind of use that now, put more tools for myself to go out there and play. And so now it's just a sense of really staying within yourself and being able to be consistent with it.
What's one situation, one story that you remember maybe from one of those guys that sticks with you?
Oh, I remember we're sitting there, and I'd never been a bench player before. And so I was playing probably once a week and pinching at bat here and there, and I was kind of struggling, just missing pitches straight back. And we go into Arizona, and I go into Albert. I'm like, hey, if you got some time, sit down and look at some film with me and tell me what you think. I got one of the best hitters in the world sitting right next to me. I'm going to utilize everything I can out of him. So if he says sure, we sit down and looks at some film, ends up telling me a little thing here, a little thing there. The next day I got a start, and I hit my first homer in the big leagues. So that was pretty special.
That's pretty good stuff, being able to get inside from Albert Pujols. He's one of the best hitters in all of baseball, as you mentioned.
I'll give him a little credit for sure.
Taylor Featherston joining us. You had just 183 at-bats last year in a total of 108 games played. You played a lot, but not necessarily every day. What does playing every day now for the Iron Pigs do for you?
Oh, you just you get to get in a routine. You get to get in a rhythm. You have a little bit more freedom, you know, really to just play and get involved in the game and in your process and your daily routine. It's tough not playing every day because the baseball is a very, very quick game, very, very quick, very, very habitual, very, very feel. You know, you don't have very much time, and you don't see 95, 96 miles an hour once a week. And, you know, it's tough to really get in there and have a, you know, get your swing off. So, I mean, any guy that's never been on the bench doesn't really understand until you're that role. And, you know, I feel like they're all say the same thing. It's the toughest thing to do. But now, you know, playing every day again, it's a great opportunity. I'm very excited, and I'm going to not take it for granted and go out there and really just, you know, try to master my game every day.
Last season in Los Angeles, Featherston batted 162 and 154 at-bats for the Angels. So far this year with Lehigh Valley, he's batting 467.